Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks again for being on the podcast. Again, this is Bobby, and I'm so glad you're here today. Before we dive in, let me just say a quick word. If you've been around Sugar Hill for a while, but have never taken the official next step in saying, I want to be part of this church family, or maybe you're new and you're like, man, I really want to get connected. Honestly, this Sunday's next membership breakfast is the best way to do that. It's at 9:30 a.m. We've got a great spread for the day, and we have a great conversation about what we believe, how we live that out, and honestly, just the dialogue where you can ask anything about anything, and you can find ways to connect the dots and how to take next steps. We've got a few seats still available. They'll go fast, so if you haven't been and you're willing to come this Sunday, sign up today. We'd love to have you on the church app. On the website, just click the register section and you'll find next. Or you can go old school and just give us a call at 770-945-5092. Well, today's episode is called Welcome Home. Honestly, when I first sat down to record this, I was thinking about calling this Home for the Holidays. But then I realized I don't want to be a Hallmark movie that goes on for like 4 hours. So let's just talk about Welcome Home. Because here's the question I've been wrestling with this season. Where do people go for peace when they don't have God in their life? That's a pretty good question, right? Where do people go for peace when God's just not there in their life, when they're not connected on a moment-by-moment basis? Well, here's what Jesus says in Matthew 11 and verse 28. He makes this incredible offer. He says, if you're tired from carrying heavy burdens, come to me and I will give you rest. Now, I like that verse for so many reasons, but one of the reasons is because it's really the opposite of what most people think God will say to them. They think if God wants them to come home for Christmas, he's going to say something different. They think he's going to say, well, come home to me and I'm going to give you more rules to follow, or come home to me and I'm going to give you more regulations, or come home to me, I'm going to give you restrictions, come home to me and I will give you religion, or maybe even come home to me and I will give you rituals. And who wants that? Nobody wants any of that. And so they stay away. They stay away longer than they ought to. They go further away than they ought to go. But the truth is, God doesn't say any of those things. God doesn't have some propensity to say, I want to give you more rules. God's not about giving us more regulations or some man-made religion where we try to earn our way into right standing. God's not for any of those things. Instead, what God says is, come home to me and I will give you rest. One of the reasons why I think we struggle in this season, and I'll just be honest, I'm in this boat as well, where we get tired and fatigued and stressed out, is because oftentimes we're trying to live life out of our own power. We're trying to do it ourselves. Now, does God create us with agency where we can make choices? Absolutely. But God never intends for us to live life independently of him. He never intends us to try to live out of our own strength, our own power, our own intellect, out of our own ability. In fact, the Bible says it this way in Isaiah 40 and verse 29. It says, he gives power to the weak. He gives strength to the powerless. That's good news. So this season, if you're feeling a little bit down, and there's many people that are, I was talking to a friend earlier this week that just feels down or anxious during the holiday season. He said every Christmas he feels this. And in fact, as I'm recording this, I just got finished talking to another friend that just has been away from church for a while now. And they're feeling down, they're feeling anxious, they're feeling fatigued, they're feeling worried, they're feeling honestly embarrassed. Well, if you find yourself in that place this season, the invitation is to come home to God. He is the one that made you. He's the one that created you. He's the one that's watched every single moment of your life. He knows everything about you. And yet, no matter what that is, he still loves you. He still forgives you. And he still opens his arms wide and says, welcome home to me. Welcome home to my power and my strength. When you do that, when you come back home, you don't find rules. You don't find rituals. You don't find more hoops to jump through. What you find is peace. If there's anything that any of us actually needs this Christmas season, it's not rules and regulations. It's not even more gifts that we unwrap from the paper. It's honest to goodness peace. Peace with our Heavenly Father, that we know where we stand in eternity. peace for today, that we walk into each day with purpose and peace in the relationships in our life. And so, my friend, if you've been wandering, maybe you've been drifting, would you come back home to your Savior and listen to Him say, "Welcome home. I love you." Well, I hope you have a great day today. We look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the podcast. And of course, this Sunday, it's going to be a great day around here. I hope you'll join us in person. And if you're traveling or sick or just can't be here for some reason, join us at live.sugarhill.church. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.